mixing fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Holly, don't you just hate it when somebody says to you, you need to do this, but you have no idea actually how to do that? You know, and Holly's going to reconnect here in a second. See, she hated it that much that she just disconnected. Sunscreen. Doctors, what do we say to patients? We say, hey, slather the stuff on. This sun, skin cancer, all of these things that are going on with skin cancer, slather this stuff on. And then you leave the doctor's office, and then you go to the store, and there's 1,000 kinds of sunscreen. And then you have another issue with, you have folks like Dr. Holly and myself saying, but wait a second, some of these skin things, some of these sunblocks, they may cause cancer. They can have ingredients in them that are toxic, and we're slathering them on our little kids. I happen to live in a very hot climate, and so sunscreen is almost a daily basis for a lot of people here, and they can literally, like when we did the lipstick segment and other things, we can literally be causing cancer by choosing the wrong type of products. So we are here to talk about your summer fun, your safe summer fun, about how to not get burned, along with how to stay healthy. So Holly's going to be joining us in a second right now. She's battling a little difficulty. So I'm going to get started with looking at these types of sunscreens. Now, where my source is one of my favorite websites, Environmental Working Group, and they talk about different sunscreens to meet their criteria, which I have a lot of trust in this website. And Holly, I hear you've rejoined us. Are you ready to tell us what sunscreens and what skin types and what to look at to do this safely?
Yes, and listeners, thank you, and I apologize. I got a little technical difficulty. It must be just in the air. It happens sometimes. You all know what it's like to have the beauty and the glory of modern-day technology, but this is what we have to deal with. So listen, I didn't hear what you said, but I know whatever you say is usually awesome. But
well,
I think this
we're ready for
really important.
We're ready for that information from Environmental Working Group on the specific sunscreens.
Sure.
And how to pick them safely.
Well, one of the things that I think is really important, like your makeup, like sunscreen, things that you put on your skin, right? Every single day, perhaps summer is upon us. It's coming up, the solstice. Yay, cannot wait. Beautiful season across the United States. When you're looking at things one of the things that I always say, we got to be able to take control over what we do have control over and help us reduce exposure to any toxin that we can. Why? Because there are so many things that are out of our control. So this is a really empowering step that you can do. Now, makeup, sunscreen, hair products, et cetera, are things that are very, very close to your skin. There is something in a lot of these products that are commercialized called endocrine disruptors. Those are called hormone. Endocrine means hormone. So hormone disruptors. What are they doing? They're causing hormonal imbalances. Why? They are fat soluble. They pass through your skin, and they start almost acting like crazy little gremlin hormones. That's what I call them. They're crazy little gremlin hormones. They're not doing you any good. They're mucking up the system. And what is the number one thing that people present to my office these days? There's a component always of some sort of hormonal imbalance, whether it's adrenal dysregulation or certainly an imbalance of the sex steroid hormones going into normal hormonal transitions. What can we do? So because summer is upon us, because it's important to protect our skin, what sunscreens should you choose? Dr. Weiss said, EWG, environmentalworkinggroup.org. You can click on a tab that says Consumer Guide. It'll take you to the criteria that has been met from this environmental group's website, which Dr. Weiss and I both advocate you use and use daily, the sunscreens. Now, there's absolutely the products there that they're named where you can get them. There's about 184 beach and sport sunscreens that have met Environmental Working Group's criteria. Now, that means that they are absent of these endocrine disruptors. So you're looking at about parabens, polyparabens. You're looking at phthalates, et cetera. These are usually ingredients in products like this that do what? They help in my opinion and in my knowledge, increase the shelf life, okay? So you might be paying a little bit more, but boy, it is going to be worth it because prevention is the cure. But I think the other thing that's been confusing throughout the years is what SPF should you be buying? Well, I've got a little bit of a tip from a study here that was done, and I've got some recommendations. Now, if anybody's seen a picture of me who met me, I'm a girl from Ohio. People say, what's my heritage? And I just say American. Like, I am white as white can get, right? And I've got some freckling.
Okay, I got you. I'll support you.
Yeah, I am. I'm definitely Scandinavian white. So white people, okay? Great risk of freckles. We say SPF at about 50. Okay. Now fair. So very light after minor pink or red burns with some risk of freckles. SPF of about 30. Slightly dark, so more of the olive. They recommend the SPF at about 30. Slightly dark, that's the tan type of folks with less risk of sunburn, SPF around 15 or 20. If you're very, very dark, SPF around 8 to 15. And if you are African American or black, SPF of 8. You still have to have that SPF. Protect those skins from the potential harmful rays from the sun. Extremely important. But
Holly, can you give us those numbers one more time?
What's how the product is manufactured is certainly the other.
Yeah, it's how they get there. Can you give us? So I got in my head. I got that the light skin SPF 50 plus. This is absolutely, listeners, the way to do this. One SPF for all skin types is ridiculous. So I really like this. So light skin was 50 plus. What was the next category?
Light skin is 50 plus. Then we've got fair, okay? Slight risk of freckling, SPF 30. Mm-hmm. Slightly dark, so more of that olive type of skin, that more Italian, that's 15 to 20. And then dark, or if you are black, we're looking at SPF to about 8 to 15.
Okay. I think that there's a quick blog on that I'll break out. So check out RadioMD.com on that. Holly, that information about specifics like that could be life-saving. Not only from the fact of not burning and preventing cancer, but the other side of not causing cancer or whatever disease with these endocrine disruptors that you're talking about. And you know, one thing, Holly, when I see this, kids are just slathered with this stuff. These prepubescent girls are just coated with these endocrine disruptors, and I'm just so worried about how they're going to start their periods and what kind of moods are going to come with that once, you know, their genetic or clock kicks in. Do you think there's like a huger emphasis on how we handle kids with this?
Well, I think it's so important. Like, I got to tell you, I saw my neighbor fertilizing his lawn, and his 4-year-old traveling behind him, you know, just with her bare feet. And I was just thinking, boy, what is he going to do when she starts her period at the age of 5? Because I'm thinking, do you know how much xenoestrogen is involved in that crazy, toxic, conventional fertilizer that he's using? And she's just, and I, you know, it's kind of, I get so confused with what my job is in this world sometimes, because I wanted to go and just tell him. And I did. A lot of times when I'm hiking, too, when I see these women who are wearing their cell phones close to their breast tissue, and I've had two women in my practice be diagnosed with breast cancer right at the site where they have always tucked their cell phone. And I could just be the, you know, sort of the naturopathic police, I guess, all day. But it gets very confusing because you don't want to invade somebody's space. But I got to tell you, it makes a big difference. You've got to be able to reduce exposure wherever you can, and being smart about the sunscreen that you choose is one of the ways that you certainly can do that. I'm going to say it again, EWG.org. It is a website that you should check every day. There's a cosmetic database, there's the Clean 15, there's the Dirty Dozen, and there is 184 safe sun beach products that you can use to stay well. Right? That's what we're doing here at Radio MD and RadioMD.com.